Rave Radio. Hi, this is Gary Kay. You're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Of course, Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network. And, of course, you can follow us at ravepubs.com. And our sponsor of Rave Radio right now is Ingram Micro. And you know Ingram Micro is that big AV distributor. Everything AV, both home AV and pro AV. And you can check them out at ingrammicro.com. And today, for my Daily Rants and Raves, I'm joined by the president and CEO, as well as founder of Atlona, Ilya Khan. Ilya, good morning, and how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Gary, for having me on your podcast.
Well, I wanted to have you on the podcast because I think a lot of our listeners obviously know Atlona from the days when you, I mean, for the most part, started in sort of the high-end home segment of the market, but may not know that you've gravitated, I use that term sort of loosely, into the commercial AV market. And so not only are you have a lot of home AV products still, but you're also rapidly moving into the commercial AV market. And of course, we talked a little bit at ISE, but you know, if you wouldn't mind sort of talking about the history of your company and sort of how you started, where you started, and how you ended up where you are today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I thought that would be great information to share. And, you know, we went a long way from being in the beginning on the retail side and transitioning to residential professional and then moving towards the commercial space as well. But we start back in 2003. Both Michael, my brother, and myself started the company and started in this business in 2003. And for us, it was a brand new experience. We were young guys. And our previous background in audio-video retail business really inspired us to open up our own company. And, you know, initially we started the business in a really small apartment where we shared the room and, you know, kind of used it as a small storage warehouse facility for our online/distribution business. And in the beginning, we've been reselling, you know, types of audio-video accessories, kind of what we knew from our retail base, and you know, accessories like cables, adapters, tape converters. Some stuff we've been importing ourselves. Some stuff we represented. Some products we represented the United States companies and acted as a distributor for those companies as well. Mm-hmm. But you know, staying very external to our customers really helped us to define our future. And being a distributor, you quickly recognize some of the niche areas in EV space which had unfulfilled demand. And we personally always wanted to build our own products. And as a result of that, in 2007, we introduced a manufacturing division of our company called Atlona. And we found the division through earnings and profits generated in our distribution company. And 2008, 2009, we decided to completely eliminate our distribution division and then 100% start focusing on growing the brand and recognition in the market and investing into the company and into our manufacturing division. You know, in the beginning stage, since we knew retail market well, we introduced few niche products which quickly you know, gain some recognition in the retail space. Some of those products, examples of those would be USB to HDMI converter. That was one of the first examples out there on the market, and DVI to main DisplayPort converter. And, you know, we quickly received some recognition through a few major retail chains. And that really was a good push for us to continue to develop the brand, continue to develop the product line, and that was a really good start. I think we got lucky in some way, but it was a really good start. And in parallel with our retail efforts, we also started investing towards building the product line designed for professional AV for residential, for CD channel. And throughout 2009-2011, we were able to launch a line of those products out to the market, to the CD channel, and quickly received some great recognitions in the CDA channel. We won the Innovative Product Award at CDA. We won a few other industry awards, and it really helped our success.
And that was in 2011, you said? when that happened?
Yeah, roughly in 2011. That's when we received, I believe that's when we received the first Innovative Product of the Year award at the CEDIA show.
Okay.
And, in terms of our key market areas in residential space, we design products for whole home EV systems as well as media space. Under media space, I would refer to more like a game room or a man cave or area where you have multiple TVs and multiple sources. So those kind of applications. That's where we really focus the most. Until today's date, residential business is a significant part of our overall revenue, particularly domestically in the United States. Within the space, we also design products for light commercial applications. The light commercial applications I would refer to, applications related to bars, restaurants, hostel worship, applications like that. So that seems to be a trend in our industry and residential space. But early in 2010, we also recognized a significant opportunity in commercial space. At the same time, we've done a lot of new investments into our company. And investments are related to product development, engineering, quality, support, training. So all those necessary investments, which are important for company growth and for success of our new customers and existing customers. Late in 2013, we launched a complete line of products, which were designed around with a key focus on single display environment. And in commercial space, what I'm referring to single display environment is I'm talking about small meeting space, which called huddle room. It's common term here in the States now. Classroom, conference room, those type of applications I'm referring to in terms of single display environment. And throughout a few years, I would say that we earned the name of being the leading company in the space. We have a wide variety of solutions designed for a single display environment and a lot of really great and exciting solutions.
And so then from that, I mean, it's what I recall of Atlona in the early days in the commercial market was it was a lot of simple distribution amplifiers, simple switching, that kind of stuff. But now you're doing more systems type stuff as opposed to just the simple distribution routing and switching stuff.
Correct. Yeah, and in the beginning stage, we were designing boxes, and I admit that was more of the case. But throughout the years, we recognized the importance of us not only designing boxes and problem solvers, but really providing customer a complete solution. So it was an evolution of our company, and from a box making business, we transitioned to more of a solution manufacturer, where we provide a complete solution for environments like classrooms and conference rooms and huddle spaces.
Mm-hmm. And that's sort of what I saw you primarily focused on at ISE. It seemed to me was this small to medium-sized meeting room, huddle space, collaboration environments, and a lot of it was geared around, obviously we talked about the 4K compatibility, but also geared around HD-based T compatibility.
So at IC, we had three sections, and each section dedicated to key areas of our company's focus. So one podium was talking about whole home AV distribution, and then this section we presented our newest matrix features, which now fully UHD 4K compatible with PoE support and a lot of other great features necessary for residential market. In another two sections, we talked about educational market and corporate market, and we presented two applications. We presented a classroom application utilizing our latest video scaler variety of different inputs, analog, digital, HDBaseT inputs, as well as HDBaseT outputs, as well as on the corporate side, we presented a very similar solution, but designed particularly for that segment.
Yeah, I think the product you're talking about. Are you there? Did I lose you again?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think I lost you again. the product that you're talking about now is the 612, right? The CLSO 612?
Exactly.
Yeah.
CLSO 612.
Yeah, that product, if for those of you who haven't heard or haven't used Atlona before, you should definitely check them out at atlona.com. And it's one of the featured products that you have on there. And it's actually AT-UHD-CLSO-612. And I pretty much figured out your naming structure for that. It's 4K compatible, obviously. And you have it's an HD-based T product. And the 612, is it six input, one two outputs? Did I get that close?
Yes, you got it right. Yeah, exactly. So our goal is to make the naming convention as easy to understand as possible. So you're getting exact message.
Yeah, and I definitely, that's the product that I saw a lot of people hovering around at ISE. I mean, that's a small, sort of small to medium-sized room product. And, of course, the matrix switching, the HD-based T matrix switcher that you have, I think it's your HD66M product, but it's a 6x6 HDMI connector-wise matrix switcher that has HD-based T outputs, and you're able to drive it up to 70 meters or, I guess, about approximately 200, a little bit over 200 feet, right?
Exactly. And they give users multiple options and different variations, so several outputs can handle 100 meter and other outputs, and several of other outputs can handle 70 meters. So we give user flexibility as well, which allows us to offer a more cost-effective solution out to the market.
So obviously you've made a big commitment to the HD-based T signal routing methodology and protocol, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. We joined HDBC Alliance very early in the game. We've been one of the first companies who joined HDBC Alliance, and we quickly recognized the importance of this format and the benefit it brings out. Until today, and it's been out for, I think, for 4 years now, until today, it is the best standard to transfer uncompressed video. And we, you know, if you look on our product portfolio, it's 99% HDBC across the board. And this format really works, and the standard really works well. And, you know, it's perfect for smaller systems or mid-sized systems. It works really, really well.
Yeah, and I think a lot of companies obviously have adopted the HDBC, and I think it seems to be one that just about everyone in signal routing and distribution in your segment of the market has decided is sort of the leading standard for simplifying signal routing distribution for those size of systems. So Ilya, I appreciate you joining me today, and it's a good opportunity for people to kind of get to know your company. We're going to talk some more between now and Infocom, because you've got some big launches coming up at Infocom that are exciting. But one other thing I would like to mention is we talked about this at ISE. You have something called the Atlona Academy, which includes education on not just HD-based T, but also some of the issues that you face when routing HDMI and 4K signals in general.
Yes, and I'm very proud of this program, and we received quite a bit of recognition out there at ISE for this program. Our dealers are absolutely excited about new courses which we continue adding to this program. And as I mentioned at ISE, this is not just program focused around our products, but it's very educational program for rookies who are joining audio video, and for the ones who experienced audio video professionals. So there's a lot of great information there in different levels and different layers of certification and the training initiatives which you can take and join online for our learning management system at any time. You know, you can simply fulfill the request, and we'll get you set up this learning management system, and you can get classes, and you can join different layers of trainings and get Atlona certified.
So all that starts at Atlona, ATLONA.com. And as I said, we were joined today by Ilya Khan, who's the president, CEO, and co-founder of Atlona. I appreciate you sharing the history and also sort of where you are today. And of course, if you want to become an integrator for Atlona products, all you've got to do is go to Atlona.com. And actually, they not only have a live chat there, but they also have a contact tab where you can find your local representative, or of course call them directly. So thank you for joining us today. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
And, thank you, Gary. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. And you've been listening to our Daily Rants and Raves. And, of course, you can see and hear all of our Daily Rants and Raves at ravepubs.com. Thank you for joining us.